The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, what do we have? We got Jeff Bezos, Washington Post owner, Amazon czar. He's kissed the ring, right? Multiple ways.
Don't forget Blue Origin.
Yeah. He's afraid. He likes those Blue Origin government contracts.
Nice contracts.
With the president-elect. He also knows he's competing with the prime minister. So, he really doesn't want to upset Donald because... we got a little bit of Elon and his space program with government contracts. I wonder who's going to end up getting more of those contracts, Elon or Bezos? Well, Bezos is wondering because over the weekend, of course, he killed the cartoon, or his people killed the cartoon, knowing what Bezos would think about it, where basically showed all the leaders, the Zuckerbergs, the world, who it's up to you to determine, did they stand up to Trump? Were they unfair to Trump? Did they tell the truth about Trump in the first term, where now it's, man, we're giving him money for his inauguration. We're open-minded. We're doing everything. The story, which isn't getting as much attraction as Maida, but should, because I think I've said it on air. I know I've said it to you 2-3 times off air. Why in the hell is Melania all of a sudden all the time with Donald? They never were together outside of the RNC and election night. But lately, she's showing up. She's YMCA, right? She's looking great, holding hands. I know I said to you and Adam at least once, if not twice, what is going on?
I think she's just very excited now that it's official to be heading back to the White House. She loved it there so much.
Sure, she did. Well, it turns out that Melania has inked a $40 million deal with Amazon to license a documentary on her life. Guess who? We're going to make cameos. Donald and Barron.
Oh, that's nice. Gotta love Barron. Should have been a basketball player.
He's tall. Can he say?
Wanted to play soccer. I said, hey, you should play basketball, son.
He just can only comment. No, actually, now he gives Barron credit for the broadcast and stuff, which... great idea, mm-hmm. Right? Did you see who was directing this? Brett Ratner, who's had all sorts of trouble, is going to be releasing these. So, just out of nowhere, a documentary series on Melania for $40 million from Amazon. How much would just Dave, let's say, because in this case, Donald in the swing states went 7-0. And he won decisively. Let's say Kamala Harris won those 7-0. How much money, what's your guess Amazon would be paying right now for the Melania doc series?
It would not be a high number.
How high?
$40.
Under. Lower.
I mean, I think the people of this country, the public, are really interested in the Melania story.
Donald needs Melania to, you know, act like they're in love and be a first lady.
She's got the book now.
She's got a book.
She'll have the doc.
I mean, I don't know how much of the $40 million she's getting, but you know she's getting a nice piece of that.
Maybe Donald named Greenland after her.
Maybe, no, it's Trump. Well, in theory, it's going to be Trump land. Can we have a side bet on it?
Sure.
Trump land. Then we have Meta. The Zuck, who Zuck looks like he could be J.G. McCarthy's older cousin, right? He's unrecognizable from 10 years ago, right?
He's not the scrawny fellow with the, I don't know what you called the haircut.
Kind of the buzz cut,
yeah,
that he had.
You kind of comb forward,
yeah.
Tight to the head.
It was a bad cut.
Yeah.
It was a bad cut. Now he's ripped. Remember, he was going to fight Elon a couple of years.
Yeah, well, he's been doing mixed martial arts fights, actually, training for years.
Yeah, yeah. Now Meta is going to replace their fact-checking program with, guess what? Community notes. Now, well, hold on. Where have I heard of community notes before? I'm trying to think. Oh, that's on X. That's what the prime minister does. So we're doing community notes just like Prime Minister Musk does. Just
give it to the people.
And I love how Elon was telling us that they're changing the algorithm to go more positive. And then when someone challenged him the other day, he said, F-U-U-R word. Elon Musk, regularly using the R word. The R word being the insulting word that people cruelly will use to individuals with intellectual delays, like my angelic son. Anybody uses that, stop. And here's Elon Musk, who's a brilliant individual. He's highly intelligent. Is there any denying he's a highly intelligent individual?
I think there's a good chance he is. There's also a good chance he's had a couple good ideas and a lot of brilliant people around him that have taken those ideas. And
yeah,
it's not like he built the rockets or
what?
You know, crafted the Teslas.
He didn't?
No, he
wasn't there?
No, he just said, you know what I
like?
With
a wrench?
Electric cars and rockets. Take care of that. I've also got a lot of money.
Well, you know what? He didn't have a lot of money until all that took off. So he's at least a highly intelligent person who thinks he's running the world right now. I mean, he's commenting on every country about what should happen. He's like, well, I'm kind of bored being just prime minister of the United States of America. How about England? How about Germany?
Yeah, take them all.
And this, who's just going to, he's setting up algorithms to favor him. Like, I mean, I'm on Twitter a lot, one, because I enjoy it, and two, for this show. Every other tweet I get is from Elon Musk. Aren't you the same? Like, and I want to pay attention to him because he's the prime minister. First time we have a prime minister in this country. So I want to pay attention, but I don't need him commenting. And he's going to go to FU, it was a high school kid, I think, and the R word. But back to Meta. And again, fact-checking is always incredibly complicated. Let's just be honest about this, because who are the fact-checkers? Are you convinced they're independent? Are you convinced the outlet who hired the fact-checkers, are they independent? By the way, is this opinion that you have of how independent they are, left-leaning they are, right-leaning they are, is that dictated solely by your own politics? There's no denying that Donald was iced out by plenty of social media agencies, which, by the way, privately owned. They get to do it, just like Elon gets to do whatever he wants on his privately owned company. He gets to do it. So there's tons of conservatives who look at this and say, let's not forget what was going on with our guy and our causes and the Hunter Biden laptop. And I hear what you're saying. But they're doing this because they're afraid of Trump. And Trump was asked at the press conference today, when all hell will break loose if all the hostages aren't released by Hamas, will all the hostages be released before Donald Trump takes over? Dave Harrigan, yes or no?
No.
I'm a no. I don't think they'll release one. Hamas is a group of deranged individuals who are intent on killing anyone who's Jewish or who supports them. So I don't think they're going to pay attention to Trump. I hope they all are. I hope they're released today. I don't care when they're released, under Biden or Trump. I hope they're all released. So he said that. Then he said, you know, Gulf of Mexico, dead to me. It's now Gulf of America. He just decided he has that power. And then if we have to use the military for any of these places I want to take over, I'm not eliminating. But when he was asked, I think it was David Sanger, I forget who it was, do you think Zuckerberg is doing this because of your threats? You know what Trump said? Probably, yes. He's right.
Truth.
And Donald Trump gets further affirmation that when he threatens individuals, when he has the power, if you like him, you say he has the leverage. He uses it. He's a great negotiator. If you don't like him, you're like, he's a bully. He'll take his ball and won't play. But he's right. You may be happy about it. You may feel like it's unfair how Trump was treated before, and there are tens of millions who feel that way, but they're doing this now. The Bezos of the world, and these all these other powerful individuals who didn't step in to stop their people who were reacting the way they felt like was appropriate towards Trump. Now they are. I mean, a cartoon was stopped the other day, which showed the truth of all of them kissing the ring of Donald Trump. And now they're donating money and doing all this stuff. They're afraid of Donald Trump. And it's probably a good business decision, but it's still cowardice, right?
It is a good business decision. And yes, it's all those things.
Yeah, and they're cowards. They should stand up. 51 past 2. Jason next.